Welcome to the School of Self-Worth, a podcast for ambitious women who know they are worthy of an astoundingly great life. Join us weekly as we redefine success, set and sustain boundaries, and reclaim self-worth. I'm your host, Nicole Song, an award-winning journalist who left it all behind to become a best-selling author of 3 books and work-life balance coach, helping ambitious women live an aligned life filled with clarity and confidence. Every week, I'll bring you diverse and meaningful conversations with successful women from all walks of life who share their insights about what it takes to be brave, joyful, and yourself every day. Every single episode is thoughtfully designed to leave you feeling empowered with tangible tips and advice that will lead you to your next breakthrough. Hello, welcome back to the School of Self-Worth. Today, for this mini episode, I am digging into the topic of boundaries, specifically the 3 work boundaries I set daily to prevent burnout. This is one of my very favorite topics, and it is a journey I have been on for many years with so many twists and turns. As I talk today about boundaries, and as you're listening, if you are wondering how can I also start to master my relationship with boundaries, I have the best news. You can join my series, Transform Your Relationship with Work Boundaries Without the Guilt or Shame, starting today. It's for overworked perfectionists who want to master the critical ingredients to set clear boundaries so they can do the things that they love. It's also totally free. To grab your seat, head to go.nicolesong.com/boundaries. All right, are you ready to transform your boundaries? Let's dig in. So as I was thinking about how to really look at the boundaries that I set every single day, what I realize is that there are really some key boundaries that all of us need to put into place. And so those are really the 3 daily boundaries I'm going to share with all of you today. And I wanted to dig into a little bit about my journey with boundaries, or actually, should I say, my lack of boundaries. So like so many of you, I really struggled with boundaries, especially in my younger years, and particularly when I was a journalist. During that time, journalism is the kind of gig where, you know, they really actually want to talk to you in the evenings. And this was before we had social media on our phones, before we had email on our phones. My bosses always would call me at night and really want to talk to me about the story that was going into print the next day. You know, journalists work, especially in a daily newspaper, with constant deadlines. And so my very earliest work experiences were already experiencing all the time needing to be on call in some fashion, needing to be responsive right away to work. And so my habits back then were very much to always be thinking about work after work and to work late very frequently. And I would say one of my earliest teachings, though, was at the time. So I was a reporter, and pretty much all of the newspapers I ever worked at were union. And in the union, you actually were capped at 40 hours a week, and then you were paid overtime. And for you to get paid overtime, you actually had to go ask your editor to approve it. And I would say back then, that was one of my saving graces, is that I started to really train myself into never working more than 40 hours per week, even in a very intense deadline-driven location and space. And that if I worked more than 40 hours, I paused. I thought about what I really need to do. I would talk to my editors about it. And then I actually got paid for it. So in certain ways, I was fortunate in that I was set up at a young working age, with this foundation of you never work more than 40 hours a week. And so even after I left journalism, I had that very ingrained. At the same time, journalism also required me to work weekends pretty frequently. It also required me to work evenings. There were a lot of limitations on holidays. Like there were only a certain number of people who could be off for the week before Christmas, for example, or the week after Christmas. And you had to ask for that time off really early. So I always struggled with how do I balance my life into having work and having play. So on the one hand, I didn't overwork that much in that I wasn't working more than 40 hours per week. And on the other hand, I was overworking quite a lot in that I would work weekends, I would work nights when we would need night shifts covered. There were some reporters who worked night shifts every single day. So during that time, I didn't have any understanding of boundaries. I didn't understand that you could have them. I didn't understand the idea of getting off at a certain time every single day because journalism was so unpredictable. And really at that time, because my self-worth was so deeply tied and so entrenched with my identity as journalist, I didn't actually even care or try to remove myself from work or have any boundaries with work. And then when I got into yoga, it actually got worse in certain ways because yoga teachers are really beholden to the schedule of the studios that they're teaching at. And so I found during that time, I really struggled with really even having time off. Like the first year that I was teaching yoga full time, I think I had Tuesday off because the best times to teach yoga were on the weekends. That's when you had the biggest classes and then most people would show up. So during that era, when I really started to get clear on being exhausted, I was exhausted at a certain time if I would teach more than three classes per day. I had to actually experience that exhaustion consistently before I started to set in boundaries around what time I worked. The longer I taught yoga, the more boundaries I actually started to set. And as I got into relationships where those people had pretty traditional work schedules of Monday to Friday, I started to get really clear that I actually didn't want to work on weekends. And for the longest time, the only class I took was Saturday at 8 a.m. I taught that class 3 years. And then I finally gave that class up only a couple of years ago. So I share all of this because boundaries are such a long journey for all of us. And they are also ones that continue to flex and to change. And now I'm in a position with my own business where I can set my own hours. And even for those of you who are listening, you're like, oh, she owns her own business. Like she can set her own hours. I promise you, there are still a lot of demands on my time and what people want from me. And I have found that the stronger and clearer I have gotten, the more I have really started to understand that boundaries are an act of love for myself. They are also an act of love for my clients and for the people in my life, my family, my friends. The more I am in my own power with my boundaries, and the more structure there is in place in my own boundaries, the more connected I feel to other people. There's no resentment. There's no guilt. There's no back and forth with people. And there's no struggle in our relationships because the parameters of the boundaries are really clear. For example, like with my clients, I don't talk to them on the weekends and I also don't talk to them at night. And so they know that about me and they know they have access to me at other times, but during those times they don't. And it's like anything, when we have a structure in place and there's more boundaries around it, the easier it is actually, you know, when you have access to them, you know, when you can do this. I still remember when I was in Italy and I remember like they are so clear on their boundaries with food. Like lunch was 11 to 1:30, something like that. I can't remember exact hours, but it was something like that. And then they closed. They were closed from like 2 to 5. And then they would open again when they were ready for dinner. And I remember during that time, it's like you didn't really have any recourse if you'd missed the lunch hour. You just were hungry until dinner time. And so you just dealt with it. And I feel like that's true for a lot of us around boundaries. You know, we live, most of you listening live in the United States where everything is open all of the time. We have phones. We are accessible all the time, technically. Like it can be very easy to feel like we have to constantly give, give, give. And then what happens is this turns into working all the time, responding constantly. Our nervous systems get so shot from this constant response time. And then what happens is you work all the time and it totally leads to burnout, no matter if you love your job. So these are three boundaries that I've put into place to really get myself centered and clear. They're really important to me. I maintain them every single day. And they're not going to be what you expect because they're not really around saying no. A lot of the things you might hear around boundaries, these are really ones that I set that are really supportive so that I can feel really clear about boundaries every single day. Some of them are more on the energetic side. And those I find are actually the most important ones for people to feel powerful and whole so that they can then speak out the boundaries they need into the world. All right. Are you ready for this? Are you excited for it? Here we go. I'm going to dig in. So the first boundary I have is with overwork. I have a really strong boundary with overwork. I do not overwork. And anybody who works with me knows this, like, oh, you can set a boundary with Nicole because she's so clear on hers. But it really takes us having a greater sense of the whole to be able to set a boundary with overwork. So for example, My current boundaries around the time that I work came actually about a year or so ago when I actually quit coffee. I quit caffeine. And when I quit it at the time, I was doing it as part of a cleanse. And I was like, all right, here I go. I'm just going to see how this goes. And what quitting coffee taught me is that I was, in fact, pretty tired, that I actually needed more sleep than I thought. And so when I was looking at the timing of my life and my energy, is like, okay, if you want to go to bed by 10 so that you can get a full 8 hours of sleep, I had to go backwards. I'm like, okay, what time do you want to be eating dinner? Well, I actually want to eat dinner around 6:30 or 7. Okay, how will you be cooking dinner and eating dinner at 6:30 or 7 and you still get your movement in? Well, I had to get to yoga or the gym by 4:30. Backtracking to that. Oh, well, you'll have to be done with work by 4. I already have built into my day a 90-minute to 2-hour break every day. It's something that really works for me. I need it for eating food in a leisurely way and walking my dog and resetting my brain. So I already was pushing myself down to afternoons where I would only work a couple of hours and then work about 4 hours in the morning. So for me, an average day is like 5.5 to 6 hours. And once I really went backwards that way and I backtracked for myself exactly the kind of day I wanted, I said, okay, this is what it's going to take. And if I need more support or if I need to restructure the way that I'm working or I need to set different boundaries with my clients and when I see them, that's what is called for. And so that's really for me the biggest boundary I have every single day is that I am done by 4 so that I can go do the things that serve me the most, which is movement practice, making dinner, being with my husband, and really settling myself in. And so if you don't have a boundary with overwork, that would be the first place to look. By the way, on top of this, my email is not on my phone for my work email. I do not work in the evening. I do not open my computer at night. So my boundary with work is pretty strong in the evening. Evenings are for me. Weekends are the same. Weekends are for me. All right. So the second boundary that I have to prevent burnout is I have a boundary of defining myself and my self-worth with my job. What does that mean? So I have a boundary between who I am and my work. I am super passionate about my work. If you hadn't noticed, those of you who have been listening regularly already, those of you who are coming in to join me, I love what I do. I get to support high achieving career women in fulfilling their purpose. It is the most gratifying job I have ever had. I love running my own business. All of this is so fulfilling for me. And I have a very strong boundary between who Nicole the human is and my job. My job does not define who I am. My job is something that I do. My job is something that I love. I love serving. I feel very in my purpose with my work. And I'm also really clear that who I am and my purpose is multi-layered. It's multifaceted. It includes my partnership with my husband. It includes my friends. It includes my family, my communities, all of the things that I do. It's the studios that I go practice yoga at. It's the place where I go to the gym. It's all of the different pieces of my life. And more than that, even all of those pieces don't define me. That who I am, Nicole, is whole. Who she is travels with her everywhere that she goes. And it's not dependent on anything that I do or what other people say about me, that I am really crystal clear on who I am. And when I maintain that clarity on who I am, I can now have that boundary with being defined, my self-worth being defined by anything external. And I am talking anything external, work, family, emotions, anything that's going on with other people or circumstances or events, those do not define who I am. And I maintain that boundary very strongly. And sometimes I have to check myself on that because if I am going into that place of, oh, like outsourcing my self-worth to my job by the outcome of how something is going at work, that's when I have to put this boundary back in place because those are the kinds of things, by the way, that lead us to overwork, that lead us to people pleasing, it leads us to perfectionism. Those are all the pieces that are at the heart of why so many people struggle with their boundaries. So the more clarity that you can get on yourself, independent of anything else that you're doing in your life. And we also live in a culture, by the way, that teaches us that our self-worth is defined by what we do and all of the external things that are happening in our life. And your job is to really do the work to come back in and maintain for yourself your self-worth independent of that. And so that's a lot of the work that we do in the Transform Your Relationship with Work Boundaries series. It's a lot of the work that I do with my clients in Your Clear Calling and my course, because it is so important for us to understand who we are so that we can have really strong boundaries on top of it. Okay, so the third boundary that I set for myself to prevent burnout is I have a boundary with having a bad day. What does that mean? So everybody has bad days sometimes, myself included. You have a day where it was kind of rough. You may have gotten an email that really unsettled you. You may have gotten news at work that isn't positive and that kind of stressed you out. You might be having stress in your relationships, the people you love the most. You might be experiencing stress because they're experiencing stress. And so there's so many things that can bring stress into our lives. Maybe you have some vacation plans that fell through that you were really excited about, or, you know, a friend you were supposed to see, just like that's not working out. So there's a lot of different reasons we can potentially have a bad day. Something is coming in that is making you just feel like, I can't take it anymore. And I've heard that a lot for people, especially with the pandemic. And afterward, like, oh, I just can't take it anymore. I'm really overwhelmed by information. I'm really overwhelmed by everything that's going on in my life. I can't get a hold of my calendar and get everything straight. So all of these things can be the cause for us to have a bad day. It's totally normal. And some of those days, we just want to come home, grab a bag of Cheetos or whatever your favorite snack is from the pantry, go sit on the couch and Netflix the night away. And you're just like, I'm in it. I'm just in it. I'm just going to eat my snack. I'm going to eat my crunchy, delicious snack. And then I'm going to watch a show and I'm going to watch episode after episode after episode. And I'm not going to do the things that make me feel good. I'm not going to take care of myself tonight. I'm just in it. Awesome. Do it. Totally have it. Have it. I call it your Cheetos and Netflix day. Have your Cheetos and Netflix day. And have a boundary with your Cheetos and Netflix day. Because the real problem is if you do that every single day, night after night after night, you're like, oh, nope, another Cheetos and Netflix day. Oh, that news came in. That was really hard to hear. I didn't get the promotion I expected or whatever. I didn't get the praise from my boss that I was hoping for. Netflix and Cheetos, Netflix and Cheetos. Having a boundary with having a bad day is one of the most essential things you can do. Allow yourself to have the bad day and then put an end to it and say, okay, the next day, tomorrow, I'm going to take care of myself. Tomorrow, I'm going to do the things that support me. Tomorrow, I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to get a nourishing meal or maybe some takeout that feels really healthy and good for me. And I am going to go to bed early. I'm not going to while away Netflix because I know what Netflix does. It makes you go to bed late. So I am going to have a boundary with my Cheetos and Netflix day. I'm going to allow myself to have it. And then the next day, I'm going to pick myself back up. So that boundary I have all the time because, again, all of us have bad days. All of us have days where we feel challenged. And can you say, I'm going to put a stop to this today? So what you can do is start to say, which of these boundaries can I bring in for myself? Which boundary can I do? The boundary with overwork, the boundary with your self-worth being tied to your work, or the boundary around having a bad day? And really starting to get clear and firm with yourself, like, I'm not going to allow any of these things to take over today. I'm going to start to work to set that boundary and put that one into place. Because when you start to set these types of boundaries, that is honestly going to help you feel more rested. It's going to give you more space and time to do the things that you love. It's going to give you back that feeling of being grounded and in your own power. And when you have those things, that is when you can be so effective in the world. You're more productive. You're more alive and energized. You're having more fun with your life. And those are all things I know that I value and I really care about. And that's my priority over getting work done or being accomplished or successful. Like, I would much rather have my whole life feel really balanced and full than being dedicated to any one thing. So try today to really bring in one of these boundaries and just pick one. Pick one and say, okay, I'm going to chip away today at one of these boundaries and set those into place. And then go and try and set one with the next one. And then if you're wanting more support, join my Transform Your Relationship with Work Boundaries series. In it, we really go through the main mistakes that successful women have when it comes to work boundaries. We learn the critical ingredients it takes for overworked perfectionists to put boundaries into place so that you can truly have time and space for the things that you want to be doing and to feel like your life is about more than your work. So make sure you go grab a seat in that series. It's go.nicolesong.com/boundaries. And I will see you inside. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Without each of you, this podcast would not be in the world. If you loved what you heard today, do me a favor and leave a 5-star rating and review of the show and screenshot this episode and share it on social media and tag me at Nicole Song. Every positive review and share out there makes such a big difference to helping get the word out. We are so grateful for all of your support. And if you're ready to work towards an aligned life filled with clarity and confidence, send me a DM at Instagram at Nicole Song and let me know what resonated most from this episode. Until next time, I'm Nicole Song, and this is the School of Self-Worth.